Sairam children, a holy, fun-filled, exciting and happy new year to all of you. Happy new year to you too, Prem.
Happy new year, Ganesh, and all you children out there. Welcome to the very first episode of this brand new year 2015.
And it's a new year indeed, and something new is always so exciting. So, what does a new year remind of you, Prem?
New year celebrations.
Oh, okay. And anything else?
New year holidays?
Come on, Prem. Something else. Something more important.
Wishes. Because we have to wish everyone happy new year, right?
Yes. But something even more important. Something you take on a new year day.
Oh, yes. Now I know what you're asking for. New year also reminds me of new year resolutions. Oh, how could I miss that one?
Yes. Isn't that one of the most important things about the new year?
Yes, it is. We celebrate everything that is new. But a new year is special because it reminds us that time is flying by. And if you want to make changes in your life, this indeed is the right time.
There is no better way to start a new year than to start with a resolution.
I think we should first explain what a resolution is. Of course, children, you all are so smart that many of you must be knowing it already. But nevertheless, okay, in the beginning of the year, people decide on one thing they wish to do, or let's say achieve during the year. So someone might say, I resolve to wake up at 5 every morning.
Or if you are learning tabla, let's say, the person might decide, I am going to practice tabla half an hour every day without fail.
Or it could even be something more universal, you know, something like I resolve to try and control my anger, or I will help my mother in the kitchen for some time every day.
So, Prem, what did you think of resolving this year?
Of course, my resolution would be to do exercise more regularly.
Oh, that's same with me also. I wish to reduce some weight.
But, you know, that's the important thing. Everybody should take a resolution.
So, children, it can be something big or small, but making the resolution is not enough. What is more important is we should stick to it. At the end of the year, we should be able to tell with confidence that we kept our resolution.
Yes, children. So why not each one of you take a resolution? Go to your altar or sit in front of a picture of Swami and make a resolution. Let it be anything. Something you feel is good and you have not been able to do it so far. Tell Swami, Swami, this is my resolution. Please give me the strength to follow it.
And on December 31st, 2015, you should be able to tell, to go again and tell Swami, Swami, as I promised you, I have stuck to this New Year resolution. Now, I offer my effort at your feet.
But remember, children, the resolution should be something which will make you a better person, a better student, a better son or a daughter, not merely something which will not make a big difference in you.
Oh, yes. Don't make a resolution. I will not eat salad this year. Or that I will not do my homework.
You know, that is the importance of a new year, children. Because a new year reminds us what is the importance of time. Because Swami says time waste is
life waste.
And in all time, do you know which is the most important time?
Oh, no. Let us not tell them the answer, Prem. If they listen to this beautiful story, they will get to know by themselves. Come on, let's listen to the story. Sumana ma'am is going to tell all of us.
Yes, children, come, let's listen to the story.
Sairam, wishing all your children a very, very happy and wonderful new year ahead. We have welcomed the year 2015 with joy and celebration. The only way to continue the celebration every moment of 2015 is by living every moment in the present. Swami says, only the present is real. The past is past. you cannot get it back, however much you may pray for it. The future is hidden in the womb of time. Therefore, only the present is important. Live in the present. Now, let me begin the story because it is the story time. A rich merchant used to ask three questions to all people who he came across. The first question was, who is the most important person? The second question was, what is the best of times? And the third, what is the best of all actions? He got several answers from people. A young man, maybe just returning from the New Year party, answered his first question. Sir, I feel those who have fun and gala time with me are the best of people. You know, I enjoy their company. He asked a lady outside a shopping complex. His second question, what is the best of times? And she answered, of course, shopping time is the best time. The merchant was now in a vegetable market. He asked a farmer who was selling his produce his third question. Remember, children, what was that? Yes. What is the best of all actions? The farmer answered, the best action is gathering harvest because it's going to get me this money in return. But none of the answers which he got satisfied him. So he continued to ask. Next, the merchant met a tired policeman on the street. He must have had a tough day warning people who were breaking the rules. So when the merchant asked him, who is the best person? The policeman spontaneously replied, a good citizen. Later in the evening, when he had returned home, the merchant asked his gardener, can you tell me which is the best of times? The gardener, who had toiled the entire day, could only remember nostalgically the carefree days of his childhood as the best time. He then asked his mechanic, who was lazily stretching over his car, his third question, what is the best action? And the mechanic replied with the eyes half shut, no action, sir. All the answers were far from satisfactory. The merchant was getting very anxious to get to know the answers. One day, he went for a long walk, pondering upon his three questions. Thus, wandering and pondering, he came to an inn and went inside for some rest. The caretaker of the inn was watering the garden then. When he saw that the merchant was rather exhausted, he stopped watering and ran up to him. He told him, sir, I will prepare some food for you while you rest your tired legs. And off he went and returned after some time, cheerfully singing warm soup and food for the weary traveler. So as the merchant was thanking him, they heard some shouts for help. Anybody in? I need help. My friend is badly hurt. The innkeeper rushed out to help. The wounded man had been attacked by a bear and was bleeding profusely. The innkeeper cleaned the injury and fed him food. Just then, a beggar came by asking for food. The compassionate innkeeper offered the hungry man a packet of food. Why now? The merchant had finished resting and got ready to leave. He had observed how the innkeeper attended with love and care each of his visitors. He decided to pose his three questions to the innkeeper. He asked, "Can you answer me these three questions? First, who is the most important person? The second, what is the best of all times? And the third, what is the best of all actions?" The innkeeper smiled and replied, "What you have witnessed here today holds the answer to your three questions, sir. Okay, let me explain. When you arrived, I was watering the plants. That was my duty. On seeing you, I had given up on my duty to attend to you. Just then, an injured man was brought in. I left you and rushed to serve him instead. So, whoever comes seeking service or help from you is the most important person at that moment. The present time that you serve the person who comes seeking your service is the best of all times. And whatever satisfaction you can give one by your service will be your duty and the best of all actions." So children, weren't they the perfect answers? The most important of all times is just now. The new year is full of time. As we look into 2015, we look at a block of time. We see 12 months, 52 weeks, 365 days, 8,760 hours, 5,25,600 minutes, or 3,15,36,000 seconds. And all is a gift from God. The new year is full of time. As the seconds tick away, will you be tossing time out of the window? Or will you make every second count? Let us therefore live one moment at a time. There are 2 days in every week about which we should not worry. One of these is yesterday, because yesterday has passed forever beyond our control. All the money in the world cannot bring back yesterday. We cannot undo a single act we performed. We cannot even erase a single word we said. Yesterday is gone. The other day we should not worry about is tomorrow. Tomorrow is also beyond our immediate control. Tomorrow's sun will rise either in splendor or behind a mask of clouds, who knows? But it will rise. Until it does, we have no stake in tomorrow, for it is yet unborn. So, this just leaves only one day, today. Let us therefore live this moment well, because this is the best of times.
So did you enjoy that story, children? I'm sure you did.
So the most important of all time is now. This moment is truly a gift from God.
And because it is a gift, it is called
present. So it is up to each one of us how we use this present. Now it is time to listen to the doctor, isn't it, Prem?
I wonder what she's going to tell us today, this being a New Year day.
I know what she's going to talk about, but let me not tell you what it is. But it is an important organ of the human body. And maybe if you listen to what she says, you might get an idea of what New Year resolution to take.
That sounds interesting. So let's listen then, children.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children, I am sure last week you enjoyed celebrating Christmas, singing Christmas carols and eating the Christmas cake too. Children, which is the sense organ in the human body that helps us to sing in joy, that helps us to taste all those favorite dishes, so much so that mere mention of the name of a particular dish makes your mouth water? And this structure, children, helps us to articulate all our feelings to touch people's hearts. It helps us to pronounce all those difficult words which we call as the tongue twisters. Yes, children, the topic for the day is tongue. The tongue is not only a sense for perception of taste, but most importantly, it is one of the important organs for speech. That is why, children, when we see someone speaking very eloquently, we say, Goddess Saraswati, the goddess of speech, is dancing on their tongues. So children, you can all imagine what a powerful instrument this tongue is. So we should never misuse this precious gift of God. Structure-wise, the tongue is a fleshy, muscular, boneless structure that moves freely inside the mouth. The inside of the mouth is called the oral cavity. There are around 3,000 taste buds scattered all over the surface of the tongue. These taste buds are the one that perceive the sense of taste. The tip of the tongue has taste buds to perceive salt and sweet taste. The sides of the tongue are meant for perceiving sour taste, and the back of the tongue for bitter taste. We must always keep the tongue clean. For this, you must clean the tongue with a tongue cleaner. Remember, children, to use a tongue cleaner regularly, twice a day, in the morning soon after we finish brushing, and then in the night before we go to bed. Otherwise, you will have bad breath. The tongue is a very useful structure for doctors. When you are sick and go to a doctor, the doctor will ask you to open your mouth and put out the tongue, isn't it? If the tongue is pale, the doctor knows you have anemia, the deficiency of blood pigment in the human body. And when the tongue is full of furrows and small ulcers, the doctor says you have a deficiency of vitamin B12. And when you have vomiting or diarrhea, when you are dehydrated, the tongue looks very dry and the doctor will advise you to take a lot of liquids. So just by looking at the tongue, the doctor can make out as to what is going on inside the body. The tongue is a very clever structure. Though the tongue is surrounded by 32 teeth, 32 sharp teeth inside the oral cavity, the tongue is seldom bitten by the teeth. The tongue maneuvers itself deftly and so cleverly that it is not caught by the sharp teeth. And Swami says, though we are surrounded by so many worldly attractions, just like this tongue, we must make our way not getting caught by these unnecessary, unwanted, even harmful attractions that often tend to lure us away, tempt us away from the goal that we have set for ourselves. See, the tongue lives in perfect harmony with all its neighbors within the oral cavity. Swami says, just like this tongue, we also must learn to live in unity and harmony with all the people and all the beings who are around us. This is one important lesson that we derive from the tongue. See children, if accidentally the tooth happens to bite the tongue, Swami asks, do you get angry? Do you curse the tooth? Do you pluck the tooth and throw it away? No. Why? Because the tooth belongs to you, the tongue also belongs to you. Same way, when someone hurts you, Swami says, you and the person who hurt you both belong to the body of one God. Both are different limbs or different parts of the same God. So, we should never hurt someone because in turn we are hurting God. See, as Purusha Suktam says, Brahmanosya Mukhamasit Bahurajanya Kritaha, which means the Brahmanas form the face of the body of God, the Kshatriyas form the shoulders, and so on. So every being in this universe is a part of God. So when we hurt someone, we are hurting or harming God. See children, when our stomach is full, when someone offers us a favorite dish of ours, how many times or how many of us say no to this offer? We want to take and eat it, isn't it? Though our stomach is full, though it may not be necessary for us, and we know it is not good for us, still we want to go ahead and eat it. This is because of the tempting ability of the tongue. And also, though certain foods may be very good for our health, just because they don't have a good taste, we want to detest them, we don't want to eat these foods. So, we become very selective or finicky about eating. We develop strong likes and dislikes because of the tongue. So, we become a slave to the tongue. When we overeat and put on weight, we tend to become obese, and obesity itself has several complications. Obese children are at a higher risk of developing high blood pressure, diabetes, heart diseases, and also due to lack of mobility, they will have joint problems and many other problems. So that is why Swami says we should never become a slave to the tongue. The mind must decide what is good for us and what is not, and the mind should always keep the tongue under control, and this is called sense control. This sense control is very important for disciplining our life. See, it is said, Nashreyo Niyamam Vina, without self-discipline, we cannot achieve anything in life. I will tell you more about the tongue next week. And now, we shall listen to Dr. Bhuneshwari, who will sing for us a value song that tells us why and how we must use our senses. Enjoy the song, children. Sing along. Jai Sai Ram.
Be careful, little eyes, what you see, what you see. Be careful, little eyes, what you see, what you see. There is eye watching you, he is always with you. So be careful, little eyes, what you see, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear, what you hear. Be careful, little ears, what you hear, what you hear. There is eye watching you, he is always with you. So be careful, little ears, what you hear, what you hear. Be careful, little tongue, what you speak, what you eat. Be careful, little tongue, what you speak, what you eat. There is eye watching you, he is always with you. So be careful, little tongue, what you speak, what you eat. Be careful, little hands, what you do, what you do. Be careful, little hands, what you do, what you do. There is eye watching you, he is always with you. So be careful, little hands, what you do, what you do. Be careful, little feet, where you go. go, where you go. Be careful, little feet, where you go, where you go. There is I watching you, he is always with you. So be careful, little feet, where you go. Be careful, little mind, what you think, what you think. Be careful, little mind, what you think, there is I watching you, he is always with you. So be careful, little mind, what you think.
And that was such an important lesson Swami always used to tell us when we were students. Talk less, study more.
Swami would tell us, the more you talk, more poor will be your memory. So especially students should not talk too much.
Okay children, today is a special day, a day of celebration and joy. So, shouldn't we have something more special today?
Yes children, so we both are going to go and someone very special is going to talk to all of you today. And we are sure you're going to have a lovely time.
Arvind, a brother from Radio Sai, will be talking to this special guest. So, we will leave you with him and the guest.
See you next week, children. Over now to our special guest and Arvind, who is talking with the guest.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, and welcome to all listeners of Radio Sai. Today, we would like to welcome a very, very special guest to our studios. You know, often we have people from the other cities, other towns, other states, other countries visiting us. Today, our guest is visiting us from another world. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, let us welcome Laila from the cartoon world. Sai Ram, Laila.
Sai Ram, Arvind, and Sai Ram, all the children everywhere. Hello there.
Laila, you know, our children here in the world love cartoons. They love the cartoon world. They love to be in the cartoon world and be there forever. What made you come from the cartoon world to our world?
Well, over there in the cartoon world, we love the children's world. So, I have my holidays now. That's why I've come to visit the children here.
Oh, that's nice. I'm sure the children would love to play with you. Well, Laila, in the cartoon world, do you have any favorite cartoons?
Oh, yes. You try and guess.
Okay.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, Bugs Bunny?
Very good. How about this one?
Oh, that's Daffy Duck.
And one more.
Oh, that's the inimitable Goofy.
Yes, that is. So, those are my favorite cartoons.
Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck and Goofy. Wonderful. Laila, the children in our world, they love to play. Of course. But you know, there's something special about them. They also pray. They pray before meals. They pray before they sleep.
Oh, that's very good. Yes, we should all pray. I also pray.
You also pray? To whom?
Well, I pray to Ganesha.
Lord Ganesha?
Yeah, we too have Ganesha.
You have Ganesha in the cartoon world?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It's so cute because we've got different kinds of Ganeshas.
Mm-hmm.
We've got tall and skinny Ganeshas.
Okay.
We've got short and fatty Ganeshas that you can cuddle.
Uh-huh.
And we've got Ganeshas with really, really big ears or really, really small trunks. We have all kinds of Ganeshas and it's so wonderful.
Oh, so how do you pray to Ganesha?
Well, we can say a prayer, of course, but the best way that Ganesha really likes is when we sing to him.
Oh, that's nice. Could you sing the song that you sing in prayer of Ganesha?
Sure. Ganesha, Ganesha, sweet Lord Ganesha. Ganesha, Ganesha, sweet Lord Ganesha. Please bless our prayers, may they please you. Please bless our prayers we offer to you. Ganesha, 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 Ganesha,
Ganesha, Ganesha. Ganesha, Ganesha. Ganesha, Ganesha. Ganesha, Ganesha, sweet Lord Ganesha. Ganesha, Ganesha, sweet Lord Ganesha. Please bless our prayers, may they please you. Please bless our prayers we offer to you. Ganesha, Ganesha. Ganesha, Ganesha. Ganesha, Ganesha. Ganesha, Ganesha. Ganesha, Ganesha. Sweet Lord Ganesha.
That is very nice, Laila. You know, Swami often says that music is the way to get into the heart of the Lord, because music is very close to the Lord. So, who teaches you this music?
Well, we have teachers.
Oh, so everybody in the cartoon world sings as good as you?
Oh, I don't know about that as good as me, but we all like singing. But no, only people who really practice and learn well from their teachers and respect their teachers, they get to sing a lot, and you have to practice too.
Oh, so do you practice daily?
Oh, yeah. I love to practice. I like to practice my singing, and I like to practice my studying as well, because I get better and better as I do more.
That's nice, and that's a good thing also. We need practice to become perfect, whether it's in our games, whether it's in our music, or whether it's in our studies. Well, Laila, do you know any other kind of singing? Say, like, do you know bhajans?
Oh, wow, I'm so glad you asked me. Yeah, do you know, I have a favorite bhajan.
Oh, which is that?
You know, it's about the father of Ganesha. It's about Lord Shiva.
Oh, okay, you know, people often get scared when they think of Lord Shiva.
Oh, yeah, you're so right. You know, we in the cartoon world, us cartoon children, we get very scared of him. But you know what? He's a real sweetie. I think you also call him Bholanath.
Yeah, that's because even the smallest of prayers done with love melt his heart.
Yeah, he's really, really nice. And he gives us lots of strength.
Yeah, so without wasting any more time, shall we go straight to the Shiva bhajan that you know?
Okay, here it is.
Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva. Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya Namah Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Shiva, Shivaya Namah Om Namah Shivaya.
That sounded so good. Laila, do you compose songs also?
Well, I'd love to say I do, but actually, I don't really compose. What happens is a song sort of is born inside and it grows and grows like a flower inside me, and then it just has to burst open like a beautiful flower.
Wow. Laila, whether you realized it or not, you have said something very, very profound. Well, to make it more clear, could you give us an example?
I'll give you an example. Actually, the best example I think I can give you is about a friend of mine. She wrote a beautiful song, and one day she saw an ant, little ant trying to cross the road, and then people and all these cars and things were moving across the road, and the poor ant was really, really scared, you know, because it could get just squashed, right?
Right, right.
And this song was inspired by her seeing this little ant crossing the road. It's such a good, cool song.
So it's an ant song?
Yeah, it's an ant song.
Wow. So could you sing us the ant song?
Oh, yes, sure, sure. I'd love to do that. Here it is. I am a little ant. Oh, please don't step on me. I only sting when I am scared. I squash so easily. You are so very big, and I so very small. Well, even if I stepped on you, it wouldn't hurt at all. If you don't hurt me, I won't hurt you. If you respect me, I respect you too. You know I'll blow away if you only sneeze. Achoo! So even if you can't love me, just don't hurt me, please. I am a little ant. Oh, please don't step on me. I only sting when I am scared. I squash so easily. You are so very big, and I so very small. Well, even if I pushed too hard, you wouldn't even fall. No, you wouldn't. If you don't hurt me, I won't hurt you. If you respect me, I respect you too. You know I'll blow away if you only sneeze. Achoo! So even if you can't love me, just don't hurt me, please. So even if you can't love me, just don't hurt me, please. So even if you can't love me, just don't hurt me, please.
Cute! That was really cute. But that was also profound. I wish all the ants in the world hear this song. Because you know, Laila, they will be so happy. You have expressed what they feel so correctly and perfectly.
Oh, I'm so glad. And you know, children, the ants love it when you're careful and you watch where you put your feet, where you're stepping and where you're running. Because when you consider it to them, they are really grateful and they bless you.
Wow. I'm sure that all of us will follow this message. We will be careful not to hurt not only the ants, but none of the animals and birds and the trees and the flowers and the bees, because all of them are God's children, right?
Yes, that's really so.
Well, what else do you like, Laila? What are your hobbies?
Oh, I love reading stories. I love stories.
Okay, so what is your favorite story?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, do you know the one about the five fingers on the hand?
I don't think so. Could you narrate that to us?
Sure, that's my favorite story. Hey, children, will you do something for me? Can you just hold up your hand and wave it?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to introduce you because you know what? Each of the fingers has a name. And I'm going to tell you what their cartoon names are, okay? So,
okay. First
of all is the thumb, yeah? And he's called Bully.
Hello, Bully.
Hello, Bully. And the first finger, the one you point with, that's Pooley.
Pooley, okay. Hello, Pooley.
Yeah, Pooley for point. And then the middle finger, which is the tallest finger, that's Mooley.
Mooley. Hello, Mooley.
And then the third finger, which is known as the ring finger, that's Cooley.
That's cool. Hello, Cooley.
And the little finger, oh, that's Uli.
Oh, hi, Uli.
So these are the five fingers, right? You got Bully, Pooley, Mooley, Cooley, and Uli.
Okay.
Well, one day, the five fingers were having a bit of a heated discussion, and they were all saying that they were the most important finger in the hand. And the little finger, remember Uli? So Uli said, no, I may be the smallest, but I'm also the strongest, because if you make a karate chop, it's me that has the most power. I go down first. So I and the most important.
Hmm.
Then the ring finger, that's Coolie. Coolie says, no, I am the most important because all the rings and jewelry comes on my finger. I am the most beautiful and decorated. Therefore, I am the most important.
Hmm.
Hmm. Then the middle finger said, that's Moolie. Moolie said, hey guys, I am the tallest. I stand above all of you. So, I am the biggest and the best.
Okay.
I am the most important.
What did Pooley say then?
Well, Pooley is the index finger, right? And Pooley said, if at all you want to point anything out to anybody, that's me. I'm the most important. I'm the one who does the pointing. So I'm the most important.
Hmm.
And then finally,
Bully.
Bully the thumb. Bully says, hey guys, I'm the one who supports you all. Without me, you can't do anything. So all the fingers were all wiggling and wriggling and wondering. Each finger had a point. They all wanted to be the most important, but they realized that the others also had some promise.
How did they realize this? What happened?
Well, they got so frustrated that they decided to play a game of ball.
Hmm.
And so when the ball came flying, all the fingers immediately had to get to work together to catch it. So they realized that not one of them was important, but all were important. And in order to work really well, they had to work together.
That's right. When we play, we always play together. When we work, we always work together. It is in togetherness and unity that we are able to bring out the best in us.
Yes, and you know, Arvind, what you were saying at the beginning, that the children here on earth, they play and they pray. Mm. Well, kids, you know, when you pray, all your fingers come together, don't they?
Right.
Yeah, so when every time you pray, you remember, you look at all your fingers, and you need all your fingers to pray.
The fingers that pray together, stay together.
They do.
You know, the best thing about this story is, I've heard this story from Swami.
Oh, did you? Well, we also heard it from Swami.
Oh, that's nice. So, Swami is there in the cartoon world too?
Of course. Don't you know Swami is omnipresent? He is everywhere. He is in everything.
Yes, and he loves all of us, and he's my best friend, Laila.
Oh, that's so cool, because he's also my best friend.
That's a wonderful thing to know. Children, Swami is our best friend, wherever we may go.
He knows everything and everybody.
Yeah, that's right. So, Laila, you were telling me that you came here with a specific request in mind.
Yeah, you know, I came here for my vacations because there is a beautiful song that I wanted to learn. And I was looking and hoping that I'd get a teacher who'd teach me the song. Because when we say Swami is everywhere, it's so important to make space for him in our hearts.
Okay.
And there's a special song, Come Here, My Dear Krishna Kanhaiya.
Oh, I know this song. Come Here, My Dear Krishna Kanhaiya.
Oh my God, do you know it? Oh.
Yeah, and you know one piece of good news, Laila? I have a teacher right here in the studios who can teach you that song.
Really? Like now?
Exactly, right now.
Oh my God, I'm so... Oh boy, oh me, oh my.
Are you ready to learn it?
I am. Let's do it.
Okay, but before we go into that, children, we are going to learn a very beautiful song, Come Here, My Dear Krishna Kanhaiya. And all of you can join Laila in learning the song.
Come here, my dear Krishna Kanhaiya, maine tere liye dil ke andar mandir banaya.
Come here, my dear Krishna Kanhaiya, maine tere liye dil ke andar mandir banaya.
For you, my dear, khana banaya.
For you, my dear, khana banaya.
Makhan misri doodh malai khub mangaya.
Makhan misri doodh malai khub mangaya.
So much delay, so much delay, tune karaya.
So much delay, so much delay, tune karaya.
मैंने तेरे लिए दिल के अंदर मंदिर बनाया,
मैंने तेरे लिए दिल के अंदर मंदिर बनाया। Come here, my dear, Krishna Kanhaiya, मैंने तेरे लिए दिल के अंदर मंदिर बनाया।
Remembering you every day, main aansu bahau. Remembering you every day, main aansu bahau.
Remembering you every day, main aansu bahau. Remembering you every day, main aansu bahau.
Come to house, my dear, main aarti utaru.
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 Why far, why far, rahe Kanhaiya?
Why far, rahe Kanhaiya? मैंने तेरे लिए दिल के अंदर मंदिर बनाया, मैंने तेरे लिए दिल के अंदर मंदिर बनाया। Come here, my dear, Krishna Kanhaiya, मैंने तेरे लिए दिल के अंदर मंदिर बनाया, मैंने तेरे लिए दिल के अंदर मंदिर बनाया, मैंने तेरे लिए दिल के अंदर मंदिर बनाया।
That was very, very refreshing, Laila. And it makes us feel so happy. Whenever we speak of God, we sing about God, we feel so happy.
Yeah, that's really true. That was a beautiful song. Thank you so much for helping me to get a great teacher to learn it. Now I can go back to my
cartoon. Just a minute, Laila. Before you go, do you have anything to say to the children who are listening?
Oh, sure. Children, remember that it's so important when you play that you should also pray. And, you know, our parents do so much for us. Wouldn't it be cool to help them as well? And, you know, when you help them, you can smile and say thank you and say please and Sai Ram.
That's nice. So, Laila, I won't hold you any longer. You must be waiting to run back to your cartoon world and play there. But listen, when you go there, definitely sing the song that you have learnt and let everybody in the cartoon world also enjoy the same.
I will. I'll tell Tom and Jerry, and I'll tell Mickey,
yeah,
and Donald and Bugs and Daffy and Pluto and Goofy. Oh, my God. And I'm going to give them lots of love from the children on Earth.
Definitely. And tell them that we would love to have them also in our studios sometime or the other.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, Laila.
Goodbye now. Goodbye.